Osage Dramas presents The House Divided. This week's front page drama is an original dramatization based upon a very interesting news story to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, under the title, The Divorce That Got All Tangled Up in a County Line. This very amusing story of a complicated divorce case is but one of the many entertaining features that make up every issue of the American Weekly, the magazine that is read by more people than any other publication in the world. The American Weekly comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Our story opens in the courtroom of the county courthouse of a medium-sized American city. There are several divorce cases on the docket, but the first one on the list is Pritchard versus Pritchard. The court is not yet in session, and Mrs. Pritchard is seated beside her attorney, Jack Edwards. She is obviously very nervous and tugs frantically at the corners of the handkerchief she keeps pulling through her fingers. A slender, attractively dressed young woman hurries down the aisle, anxiously looking about. She spots Mrs. Pritchard and swiftly moves to a seat beside her and whispers excitedly,
Mother, Mr. Edwards.
Dora, where in the world have you been? I was so worried you wouldn't get here.
What's the trouble?
Well, I had trouble getting the car started, but that's not important. I was running up the courthouse steps, and there was Dad.
Your father?
Well, what is he doing here?
Well, he says he's coming to contest the case.
Contest the case? Now, look here, Mrs. Pritchard. This is very unexpected. You assured me that Mr. Pritchard had freely consented to step aside and allow the divorce to go through uncontested.
He did, Mr. Edwards. He gave me his word. Dora can prove that.
Yes.
Why, he even told you on the phone.
I know, but you realize how notoriously unreliable he is. Now I know why he wouldn't put it in writing.
He's an unmitigated fraud and an unprincipled liar.
Oh, Mother, please, you know you don't mean that. I'll admit that Dad's been very, very fine at times, but, well, at heart, he's a good man.
Dora Pritchard, stop that soft talk. I won't listen to any more of it. My mind is made up. I want this divorce, and I'm going to get it, contest or no contest. He's humiliated me for the last time.
Mother, please lower your voice. People will hear you. Besides, you look behind your father coming down the aisle.
I don't care who hears me. Look at him loping along. He's even coming to this court just to add shame and humiliation to our name. Where do you think he's going?
Mrs. Pritchard, listen. He's talking to the assistant bailiff.
Hey, morning, John. Lovely day, isn't it? Hey, hold on to the rank. Where do you think you're going? This is right inside the rail. It's reserved for attorneys and their clients.
Yeah, I know it, John. Yeah, I'm both. I'm my own attorney representing myself. Case Pritchard versus Pritchard.
Oh, but you ain't got no license to practice law in this state, Hank, and you know it.
John Baker, you know as well as I do, I was dispensing justice in this here place before it was a town. And they had this here now, highfalutin courthouse. Too fun justice for many of men.
Listen to him bragging again. Upon my soul,
now, don't get yourself all worked up, Mrs. Pritchard. You'll forget all I taught you about how to act on the witness stand. Please keep calm and try to get him. We'll attend to him when the proper time comes.
Okay, John, if that's the way you feel about it, denying a citizen his rightful place to bar of justice. Well, I'll sit out here, but you'll regret it, John, when I get to be judge in this here court. I'm a candidate next election.
Oh, now he's running for office.
Oh, that man, he exasperates me so.
Order in this court, please. Everybody stand. His Honor, Judge Scott.
Thank you, Bailiff. Glad the court in session.
Hear ye. The first session of the Crown Police Court, Sterling Township of the County of Jackson, is now in session. His Honor, Judge William T. Scott presiding.
Call the first case, Bailiff.
Pritchard versus Pritchard.
Now, come along, Mrs. Pritchard. Be brave. Bear up. It will soon be over.
Pritchard versus Pritchard. Attorney Edwards, counsel for plaintiff.
Present, Your Honor.
Very good, Mr. Edwards. I understand this is to be an uncontested action, so you may proceed with the reading of the petition.
I object, Your Honor. I object.
The spectators in the courtroom will please maintain order.
Yeah, I know. I ain't no spectator, though. I'm the accused and counsel for my own defense.
Mr. Pritchard, your conduct is most irregular. You cannot interrupt the proceedings of this court in this informal manner. If you are a witness in this case or wish to take any action in this case, take a seat among the witnesses inside the barrier and remain quiet until you are called upon.
Ah, thank you, Billy. I'll be right in.
You will also address this court as Your Honor.
Yes, Billy, Your Honor. Where do I sit?
Order. Order in the court. Take your place at the defendant's table and do not address the court until you are called upon to do so.
Right you are, Billy. Your Honor. Your Honor.
Now, Mr. Edwards. Please proceed with the petition.
If it so pleases the court, my client, Mrs. Amelia Pritchard, hereafter to be known as the plaintiff, does hereby petition the court for a bill of divorce from her husband, Henry L. Pritchard, the defendant in this action, on the grounds of habitual intemperance, mental cruelty, and personal humiliation.
This action is marked as an uncontested action, Mr. Edwards, yet the appearance in this court of the defendant, Henry L. Pritchard, disproves this claim.
I deeply regret this unwarranted interruption and appearance in this action of the defendant. But I hasten to assure this court that both my client and myself were given a solemn assurance by the defendant that he would not contest the suit, But as the court well knows, the defendant is notoriously unreliable. His word
this
might...
This court be... knows nothing of the kind. Your remarks are irrelevant, and I order them stricken from the record.
Ah, thank you, Billy boy. Always knew you were my friend.
Mr. Pritchard, you two are out of order.
Yes.
The court must insist you refrain from informally addressing the bench without cause or invitation.
Yes, all right.
We will proceed with this case. Now, is it the wish of the defendant to allow this case to go uncontested? The court is addressing you, Mr. Pritchard.
Huh? Oh, me. Oh, well, for goodness sake. Well, it's this way, Billy. I mean you, Your Honor. In the first place, I don't want no divorce.
I object, Your Honor. I object to this man's frivolous conduct and his evasion of answering legal questions.
Objection sustained. I must insist, Mr. Pritchard, you answer yes or no to the court's question. Do you or do you not wish to contest this action?
I do, but Jeepers,
then the court will defer this hearing until such time as the defendant can secure the necessary legal counsel and prepare to defend this action.
I object, Your Honor. The defendant has been fully aware of this petition for a long time. Therefore, I humbly petition the court to proceed with the trial as listed and set forth in the docket.
Objection sustained. Now, Mr. Pritchard, have you anything further to say before the trial proceeds?
I certainly have, my dear sir.
Very well, you may state your objection.
I object, Your Honor. I object to this man being treated as if he were a qualified counsel in this action. The man has no legal standing that permits him to practice law in this state.
Objection overruled. He is a citizen and a qualified voter, and has certain inalienable rights from any court.
Yeah, pay taxes, too.
Now, Mr. Pritchard, please proceed and state your objection to the continuance of this case.
Yes. Well, for one thing, Billy boy, it ain't legal.
I object.
Objection overruled. Mr. Pritchard, your remarks are most irregular. Will you please state your ground for challenging the legality of this action?
Well, me and Amelia don't live in Jackson County, Billy boy. Therefore, you ain't got jurisdiction to grant her or me a divorce. Therefore, it ain't legal.
I object, Your Honor. Object most strenuously to such an irrelevant, irregular, and most nonsensical misstatement of fact.
Ain't no such thing, Jackie boy. Can prove it.
Objection overruled, Mr. Edwards. Mr. Pritchard, will you kindly furnish proof to this court for your statement that you or the plaintiff do not reside in the confines of Jackson County, and therefore are outside the jurisdiction of this court?
I sure will, Billy boy.
Mr. Pritchard, I must insist you show this court the deference and dignity due it. You must address me as Your Honor.
Well, just as you say, Your Honor. Yes, Your Honor. Now, here in my pocket someplace, I got a map of our house, property, and the county line. Got it right here, son. Let me see now. Where in the heck did I put that dad busted chunk of paper?
I object, Your Honor, to this stalling.
Now, hold your horses, Jackie boy. Got it right here someplace. Let me see. Oh, no. Now, that's a new recipe for Applejack. You can have that, Billy boy. I don't need it now. Signed the pledge yesterday.
I object, Your Honor, to allowing this farce to continue.
Objection overruled.
Oh, thank you, Billy boy. Let me see. Here we are. I got it now. If I can climb up there beside you, I can show you in a jiffy.
Very well, Hank. Mr. Pritchard. Mr. Edwards, any objections?
No, Your Honor.
Very well. Proceed when you're ready, Mr. Pritchard.
Yes. All right. Now, first, here's my house on Jefferson Street. It's at the end of the street. Now, you'll see that Jackson County has a narrow bulge there into Clark County. It almost follows Jefferson Street.
Yes. Yeah. I see.
Now, here's the Jackson-Clark County line.
Yes.
See how it cuts through my house?
Yes. That's right enough. Proceed, Mr. Pritchard.
Yeah. Now, see how the county line cuts through the living room there? Then about two-thirds of the bedroom is in Clark County. Rest of the house in Jackson County.
I object, Your Honor. This proves nothing. This residence is listed in the city directory, and this city is the county seat of Jackson County. His mail is delivered from the post office of the city. The mail is dropped through a slot in the front door. That is in Jackson County.
Yeah, that's right. You got me there, but it don't make it legal. I pay my taxes in Clark County.
Then it appears to me the argument boils down to this. The house is divided part in Jackson, part in Clark County, so we must determine what part of the house is considered the legal residence.
You're right,
Judge. I agree most heartily, Your Honor. Now, Mr. Pritchard, perhaps with your great legal mind, you can answer that question for us.
Yeah, I sure can, Jackie boy, without a minute's delay. Did you ever hear of a fella named Coke?
Do you mean Lord Coke, the eminent early English authority on statutes and laws of the lower court?
Nobody else.
And I suppose my learned opponent here is an authority on Coke.
You bet your sweet life I am. Now, here's what he said. Quote, no man was bound to appear in court except in the bailiwick wherein he resides. If for any reason his domicile, that means his house, his domicile lies within two bailiwicks, his residence shall be determined by his bed.
The defendant is correct. I remember now reading that very chapter many years ago.
I object, Your Honor. We have no proof that such a ruling has ever applied to cases in this county.
Now, whoa, back up, Jackie boy. Wait a minute now. The State Supreme Court of the State of Vermont, Township Derby versus Herbert. Residence of said Herbert being divided by the international boundary.
The state Supreme Court, upheld by Canadian courts, ruled that the family citizenship is determined by where it sleeps.
Granted. But not all of your bedroom is in Clark County. Your map clearly shows that the county line runs through the room. How do we know the position of your bed?
I'll prove it from my wife. We have those newfangled twin beds. The line runs between them.
I see. Then only your bed is in Clark County. Her bed is in Jackson County. Your Honor, I beg leave to call Mrs. Pritchard to the stand to verify this. Any objections, Mr. Pritchard?
None at all, Billy.
Very well. Proceed, Mr. Edwards. Call the witness, bailiff.
Mrs. Amelia Pritchard.
Take a stand, please. You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, Dr. Garden?
I do.
Mrs. Pritchard, have you heard and do you understand the testimony up to this time?
Yes, sir. And all that Henry says is right, except that when I chased him out of the house the last time, I took over his bed and have been sleeping there ever since.
Just a moment, Mrs. Pritchard. How long has this been?
Well, now, let me see. A little over 3 months, Your Honor.
That constitutes necessary period of residence in this state for divorce action, Mr. Edwards. I'm afraid Mr. Pritchard has every legal right to his claim. I therefore dismiss the suit as being outside the jurisdiction of my court.
Oh, thank you, Judge. Oh, I've been awfully mad at Henry. He's been quite a trial and exasperated me no end with his tippling, his lying, and his escapades. But anyone that would go all the trouble to fight for his wife the way he has must really love her. So I guess I'll just have to take him back again. You know, we've been married 35 years, and most of that time he's been like a bad little boy. But I still keep on trying to reform him.
Ah, Mother, you're wonderful.
The court's adjourned.
You have just heard The House Divided, an original dramatization based upon a very interesting news story to be found in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, under the title, The Divorce That Got All Tangled Up in a County Line. This very amusing story of a complicated divorce case is but one of the many entertaining features that make up every issue of The American Weekly, a magazine that is read by more people than any other publication in the world, and comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper.